Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit and all my global listeners, what's up? It's Poetic Energy bringing it to you live at 9. This is yet another Thursday night open mic. I am so excited this evening because we have some wonderful poets coming through like always. We so appreciate your presence here this evening. I see there are quite a few people in the chat room. Welcome everyone. Black Homeschool, Phase Poetry, MMP 123, and of course, Mr. Stevie G. With all of you that are hanging out with us on the switchboard, we so appreciate you as well. Oh, we are definitely going to go ahead and get it off and popping in here. Let's see what's going on with my switchboard here. Alrighty, what my song choices are. Alright, there we go. Alrighty, we're just going to get the show off and pop and let me connect my co-host in before we get everything started. Well, good evening, CBG. How are you doing, dear sir?
Good evening. Let's see, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad to see you, or hear you, rather.
Glad to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're just going to get it started here. We have quite a few poets that have sent in some tracks to the show, and I think we're going to have to, we have our afternoon spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesdays and sometimes on Fridays. And so, you know, we're getting so many tracks that we're going to definitely have to start playing some of them here on the open mic night as well. Well, I'm going to get it started here. I'm going to play a piece by one of our spoken word artists who have sent in. I'm going to play a couple of hers this evening. And Get it started here. This is Misunderstood with her
I'm
sorry?
Do me a favor. I'm going to call back in because I got a really bad connection, okay?
Okay. All right. We go to Misunderstood, Mental Massage, Dance With Me. And we'll be back after this with some more spoken word for ya.
Dance with me. Let's spin and turn into hot sweats of bedroom and two steps into step in the direction of our affection. Dance with me.
Dance with me. Let's just let the music and the beat take us away. Groove with me. Let me gaze into your eyes and get carried away. Hey, if I may.
You take my hand, you're strong, revealing all man. Music sweeping me off of my feet, and I'm following your lead. Led by steady finger taps to the small of my back as you hold me. Now feeling as free as the verse we dance to. my shyness cha-chaed away by the smoothness of you. Feet moving simultaneously between heartbeats and four-piece band. My eyes on you, your spell on me.
Dance with me, dance with me. Let's just let the music and the beat take us away. Groove with me. Let me gaze into your eyes and get carried away, if I may.
Now, hand in hand, bodies close, tied together by the strings of lead guitar, hearts beating like the pounding of the drum, minds blown, harder than grooves out of saxophone. Dance with me. Let your swing dance into my salsa. Escape with me. Lying my head onto right side of inviting chest. Body moves to vibrations delivered through the depths of you. As I inhale the sexy cool of you, my anxious hips follow you deep into bass drops and head nods. So glad that you saved this dance just for me. See, I would have waited until songbirds sang our song, as the sun flirted past clouds, as our night hand danced with daybreak, until the piano strokes us awake. But I fall fast asleep in a daydream of you, hypnotized by the way our tongues dance as gracefully as we do. How your hands make their way down past waist, cupping and then tapping, creating sounds of the djembe. Our love-struck bodies sway, seduced by drums, strings, and keys, serenaded by the sexy moans of the saxophone. And we surrender, undressing one another with eyes before hands become jealous and take control.
Take control.
So we slow stroll from ballroom to bedroom to create our own music between sheets of imagination, where you stroke melody into my house, creating that perfect harmony. So won't you please save the last dance for me?
Detroit and all our global listeners, that was Misunderstood with her mental massage dance with me. Definitely an awesome, awesome sister. We have her whole album, so we may play a few pieces from her album this evening. All right, you know, we have, I understand this evening there are so many poetry shows going on this evening, so we're just going to keep the show going because, you know, the poets are making their rounds. But in the meantime, I am going to read a piece. And go from there. All right. This piece, I think that I have read before. It's in one of my first poetry books, Romantic Poetic Excursions. It's called Soulmate Chocolate Eclair. Heart searching for a love so true, I turned to God because I didn't know what to do. God smiles on me, heavens open up, and the sun shines through. He said, I have the perfect mate for you. God opened up the heavens and gave me a bird's eye view. There in the wilderness, there lie you. Examine the specimen of a chocolate man. In the bear, the sight was glorious. The manhood was beyond compare. The thought of tasting you, my glands begin to water. A flame, a river flares. I imagine your taste was delicious like a chocolate eclair. I knew our union would be rare. It almost seems unfair that two souls made into one solid, undeflatable, don't need a spare. I wouldn't dare continue to nibble on another's chocolate eclair and miss the opportunity of a pure love that is divinely prepared. God's favor shines on you. He took your rib and made me for you a gift directly handed to you. My chocolate eclair, it gives me great pleasure to know that you will always be there. So move over, baby. Make room for me. I want to lie next to you. I'm coming to spend my life with you. And in holy matrimony, we will say I do. And that's my piece, Soulmate Chocolate Eclair. All right. And you know how we do. I got to show myself some love here. Yes. Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the love. We're going to keep the show going and just keep our, you know, we'll play a little bit of spoken word. You know, doing the open mics is all everything goes. You just let yourself unleash yourself and share your talents with us. Last night's show, we had an awesome, awesome pour that was on the show, Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard. I had the opportunity to interview her last night on Strong Island segment because Miss Strong Island was out ill. So I'm hoping that she gets better. So we're going to send a shout out to Miss Strong Island tonight, hoping that she's feeling much, much better. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. And I am going to play a piece that was sent into the show by Mr. Spoken Music. Now, he is an artist, an R&B, a hip-hop artist, as well as a spoken word artist, and he sent this nice track here in the heat of the moment, and I would love to play that for you guys. All right.
In the heat of the moment. Yeah. In the heat of the moment. In the heat of the moment. You know? In the heat of the moment. Yeah. In the heat of the moment. I'd forgotten her name. Nothing but the visions of multiple positions with her developed in my brain. The game kept control, arousing instincts in an instant. Touching her on the inside became my major goal. Perhaps it always was. Subconsciously, them things we do for love, or the pursuit of getting a son. Straight lines, skylarking, perpetrating things that I would soon forget. At the glimpse of a silhouette, not just any frizzy thing. Creamy butter pecan tone, the simple glimpse made my nature grow. More than a semi, the instant she sat a fragrant body next to me. She stiffened up the rest of me, making more than a name in my imagination slip. In the heat of the moment, dirty mind going, got me wondering if she screams or she moans. I am eager to listen to her tone, ever so slow. Like a wild dream come true, she is an exotic fantasy female. Right about now, was lustfully awaiting me to impair her tenderness. quite aware of a wish with each tender kiss from a full wine-stained lip, making my hips gyrate, my body beginning to prepare for the long night ahead, losing myself and fully concentrating on her and making that pretty sphinx she's placed on my lap purr. As she slides, her name slips, and for her it was a bit of the same. Emotions became heated, we ended up screaming, using God's name in vain.
I don't wanna know her name, I just wanna play this game. Maybe get to know your brain, every single inch in that frame. Untamed, fully exposed, put your clothes, rip your pantyhose. Play that vigilante role, you know no control. Priceless, diamonds, platinum and gold. They're worth a fraction of your soul. Satisfaction overload, the latest fashion's not your passion. You're my coming attraction. I'm laughing cause this is physics, I'm bound to get a reaction. I'm doing what you're asking, you're doing what I'm telling. Every part of you I'm smelling, inhale, exhaling. Heard your screams turning yelling, extreme from the swelling. Kenny mean I'm pretty, see my city queen or my country girl. We watch the stars, you touching me, me touching her. Ain't it bizarre how the lust between us occurs? Pheromones, the heromone, dopamine is in my stream like the river now. How I'm feeling now, you got me going wild and crazy like I was raised in the 80s. March 31st, now I was cursed, now can you save me, my lady, my darling, my savior, my problem. Attitude is hard as Harlem, and when you're nude, I'm in the mood to get it started. Downright retarded, convulsions, impulses, not for the faint-hearted or the dear departed. Your body's like a portrait, baby, and I'm the artist. Cover you, smother you, do it how lovers do, but never stay unguarded.
In the heat of the moment, I'd forgotten her name. Nothing but the visions of multiple positions with her developed in my brain. The game kept control, arousing instincts in an instant, in the heat of the moment. 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 In the heat of the moment.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is our Thursday night open mic hive, and we have it every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we hold it down with Miss Poetic E and Stevie G, opening up the gates so the poets can come through and unleash themselves in flowetry and poetry. All right, that was Mr. Spoken Music featuring Jachin, I should say his name properly, and that was In the Heat of the Moment. And, you know, I love the smoothness to that particular track. We're definitely going to keep the show going here, and we're going to put my co-host back in here. Mr. CBD, are you there?
Yes, dear. I'm here now.
That's what I had to do. I had to refresh just so I could see your number come back up, because we have quite a few people hanging out with us, but I didn't see your number. All right, we're going to take the very first caller on the air who has so politely raised their hand. All right, caller from the 318 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Love Me Do. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm happy. Now that you call.
Love Me Do.
I have a piece that I want to share, and it's titled I Believe, and it's from my book, Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child.
All right.
I believe that you are the love of my life. I believe that in the near future, I will call you my husband and you will call me your wife. I believe that we will be together. We just might. I believe that we will have a good time when our loving hearts intertwine. I believe that we will share our favorite wine when we will together graciously dine. I believe that we will be fine in love and delight without a doubt, that as two will arrive and as one will leave out. I believe in you as my future husband and you my and me your future wife. I truly believe that you are the love of my life. And that's at peace.
All right.
Oh, you know what? We have this love thing going on tonight.
Hey, love me do.
Hey.
Being that you said all that, how's your love life?
It's okay. I wrote that a while back. I wrote that when I was in college.
I'm just
friend.
In charge of love tonight, and I'm checking.
Okay.
All right, you good. You good?
All right.
What happened to the host?
Came in and shared that peace with us. You know, we have to show you some love before you escape the air. I'm going to give you an opportunity because I know you have several books that you're trying to share. I want you to do a plug and share with everybody and let them know how to connect with you, how they can purchase your book really quickly.
Okay, my books are selling on my website, which is authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. It's authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. I'm running several specials on my website, and I also have a birthday special that is about to end at the end of this month. I'm wanting to sell 1,000 books by September 30th of this month. I have 9 books to choose from, and again, my website is authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. Thank you.
All right. Love me, dude. Thank you so much, my dear sister. And we so certainly appreciate always when you come through and share your voice with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. You're always welcome, dear sister.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All righty, lady. We're going to let my co-host spit his piece. All right, Stevie D, you have the floor.
Hold on a minute. You're
right.
Too fast for me.
Okay. Well, I'll pop me in. I'm gonna go ahead and play another track, and then from one, because we definitely want to make sure we keep our artists in rotation here, especially during this hour and on the after spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix. This is a brother repping the Detroit area. This is Mr. Key Air. And this is his piece, Stop the Violence.
News, magazines, newspapers, radio, all singing the blues. But can you name that tune? The name of that tune is Violence. Violence on the TV. Violence at the movies. Violence on the video games. Violence projected into city streets. Violence in newspapers read while getting eats. We are massively exposed as we maintain our compose as the media disclose violence throughout the world. Violent acts flashing before our faces, brainwashing, a new way of thinking, a new way of actions. chemical reactions, violent actions from factions, minds held in traction, being exposed to violent actions. The continuation, perpetuation, and simulation of violence is a violation of peace. Peace separated as far as the West is from the East. There's no rest for the least, no rest for the wicked. They must be about their evil father's business, the business of killing, stealing, and destroying lives that's been built up, drinking from the glass of violence. This cup they cannot pass up, stuck up on videos that brainwash their minds, warp their minds to violence. Deception is the way into the mind. Eyes blinded by the fog of misinformation, blinded by the calculated destruction of a black nation, committing spiritual hairy-carry, letting dark negative light of violent sexual images enter into eye gates, enter into ear gates, reprogramming minds. Manifesting warp actions, acting out videos played in their mind. Warp manifestations you'll find entering into the iris of the eye. Changing brainwaves, common sense no sign. Violation of brainwaves through dark beats. Dark beats eat away self-discipline. Dark beats eat away self-control. Changing cerebral cortexes, manipulating altered states of mind. Viruses replicating, alternating brain cells, misfiring electrical signals, altering trains of thought. To evil thought, to evil bought, paid in full, a full manifestation of an altered state of mind. There was no sign that these actions of violence originated with seeds planted in the origins of the mind. In the origin of the mind. Mind, pulling force fields up, shields around the mind. The mind is the battleground. The mind is the battleground. Surround your mind with psalms. Surround your mind with proverbs. Surround your mind with chapters and verses. Peace.
Yes, Detroit, and all our global listeners, you are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your girl Poetic Energy and your boy Stevie G, bringing it to you live in the evening time yet on another Thursday night. Open my heart. That was Mr. Key Air, Reverend the D, with Stop the Violence. I am so excited about, you know, so many of the poets that, you know, have sent in so many of the tracks, and we definitely have to make sure we keep it in rotation and so that you guys can get acquainted with so many of the artists that that are sending in their tracks and that have also graced our show. We are definitely going to keep the show going here. And I am going to have my co-host, if you're ready, Stevie G, spit your piece. Are you ready? Or should I keep it going for the moment? Are you there, Stevie G?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
All right, I hear you.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you at first.
Yeah, we're on the love thing tonight, and I was listening to a song last week by Kim. I don't know how many people know her, but it's called Each Other. And it's such a powerful song, and it has such a beautiful message, and it just touched my heart when I heard it. It was the first time I ever heard it. And so I wrote something to it, and I'm going to play the track along with the song and kind of keep it down and just recite what I wrote over top of what he's saying, but I'll keep him down and you can hear what I wrote to what he said. Okay? Hello?
All right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you heard me or not. Okay, the name of the poem is Each Other. With all the colors and cultures in our world's melting pot, we are still creatures of God's creation, as different as freezing cold and smoldering hot. Why are we so afraid of difference and change? Because a person is not the same as you doesn't mean that he or she is strange. It would be a wonderful thing to learn another way of living and to show another how you live. Now that would truly be the art of giving. Black and white, yellow and red, we all have the same organs, and when we bleed, we all bleed red. When you look at me, you see a black man. Even though you are not black, I see you as just a man when we extend our hands. We don't eat the same food. Our personalities are different, and so are our moods. We live thousands of miles away from one another. We've never met, yet we harbor hate for one another. Why can't we try love for a change? I'm sure if we met, we wouldn't think of each other as strange. We have allowed politicians to direct hatred instead of exercising God's gift of love, which is sacred. How much can we take? We are able to love each other. Somewhere, sometime, the cycle we have to break. In the eyes of God, we are all brothers. It's time to take time and make time to love each other. And that's my piece.
Wow, BBG, yes. Poetry right there now.
Yeah, you know something, that song really touched me. It just, when I first heard it, and I'm not a Kim fan, but when I first heard the song, it just touched my heart, man. You know, I listened to the words of the song, and if you ever get a chance to listen to that song, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's called Each Other Too. It's really a touching song. It really is.
I believe I have that song. I don't know if I have. I'm a Kim fan. so I'll have to go check my archives and check that song out a little bit deeper, CD. You know how when you get a CD, you kind of skip over certain songs and just, I'm the type of person where I keep playing what I like.
Well, I heard the song, and at first I was like, oh, where's this song going? It seems so boring. And then when he started singing and the words started coming to life in the song, it just made me think, wow, this man he's really got a powerful message here, you know, and
yeah.
It's really a peaceful message. So it kind of just struck my heart, and I wrote about it, and that's that.
Right. That was my co-host, y'all, bringing and stepping to the mic with that awesome piece. And, yeah, I really I love it when poetry does that, you know, really does something and moves you to the point where you have to pin something. That's awesome. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have definitely love to keep our spoken word artists in rotation. I have so many artists that don't even know that I have them in rotation, but I am putting them on my charts because I really respect and honor these people, and I appreciate their work. You know, a lot of them I've never met before, but, you know, it's just, you just kind of get touched by some of their words and, you know, some of the work that they do. This particular piece is by Audrey Michelle, and this piece is entitled The Last Beautiful.
Of all the lasts, it was your smile I missed the most. As you told me, I was beautiful. In that last, I can hold on to the reality that you saw me as equally beautiful as I did you. therefore, I will never again achieve such greatness. To think that she saw me as beautiful is to imagine that a queen could see a servant as royal. I would have been your queen, your servant. I would have laid my life on the line to save yours, if only to be near you, knowing that whether I was the former or the latter, your smile would reflect no differently. The stars still light the sky. It's as if the world doesn't realize you're gone. The sun, the moon, they don't mourn your death, not even for a moment of silence. It doesn't seem fair that all continues on without you. There are nights that I can't help but plead for the feel of your voice. In sleep or at wake, my eyes stand in full view of your smile, and my heart bleeds a constant flow of photographic memories. Illusions that stimulate yet haunt me. My lungs are left to consistently gasp for air, never fully sated by the oxygen you left behind. Forever I am helpless but to inhale no more than just the first few letters of your name.
That was Miss Audrey Michelle with the last beautiful. I love it when, you know, there are poets that do something. Everybody can embrace every style of how, you know, everyone's delivery is, but I can appreciate everyone's delivery, and I this is really soft and something totally different, but, you know, I just love the mode and the mood of that particular piece, the last beautiful. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. And I am going to read a piece from one of my first books. It's a short piece, and it's entitled Yearning Love. Barely visible in the dusk of the common heavens, the moonlight silver lining escaping the lid of my mental conceptions, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion, eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unraveled and revealed yet another part of me that includes you. I got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily towards you. It gravitates to you like a magnet in the field of metal, but only my metal sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending with you. My eyes are zipped shut, meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I'm opening my eyes to behold you. And that's my piece, Yearning Love. Short piece, but it comes from a heartfelt place, because when you have that special one that you just, you know, admire so much, and it's all about them, words just spill from your heart and your spirit, and you just, you know, before you know it, you done wrote a piece. All right, that was Yearning Love. Short piece, but
that was a short sweet piece.
I'm sorry, Stevie?
That was a very short and sweet piece.
Thank you, CBG. All right, poets, we're going to keep the show going here. I'm just going to remind everybody the call-in number is 917-932-8881. You guys are acting shy this evening. You're on the switchboard, but no hands are raised. But so if you want to be heard, select option one, and I'll definitely ... connect you in. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have another track that we are definitely, we have to keep our artists in rotation. you know, because it's all for an all intended purpose here, and it's one of those things where, you know, you just gotta make sure that everybody sitting in the track that they're heard. So we, you know, have to share it on this segment and our spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix. But with this next poet is Miss Honey, the Expressionist, and this joint is called Walk In It, y'all.
To walk in my shoes, let me tell you, huh, you tripped and you failed over the trial that was meant for me, didn't you? How does it feel to put your shoes on my feet? I can't tell you, but you also can't tell me how it feels, baby girl, to try to put your foot in my shoe. Those shoes were built, made, and created from the sole to the size to the shoestring extreme for my feet and my trials and tribulations. How dare you think you can walk over here on a path that was made and built for me and my feet only? You could not survive in the mentality that I have to keep upon myself each and every day as I live in a zone that you could not even dream of. You, baby girl, need to get yourself together, shape, and mold your own mind, your own soul, your body to fit into the path that was predestined for you. Then and then only can you have peace. Then and then only can you walk in the uprightness that you're supposed to walk in. Only then can you gather up the sheep that should be up under your wing as a mother hen, as a nurturer, as a shepherd should be. No, I'm not talking about the church here, baby girl. I'm talking about reality and your neighborhood, starting right within your own home and gathering them babies up around you, going out the door and dropping your bits of wisdom. See, you can't take my bits of wisdom because wisdom comes from experience, and it's my experiences you have not experienced. So therefore, my wisdom is not your wisdom, just like your wisdom is not my wisdom, baby. So stop trying to reach over here and grab what's mine. Keep your hands in your pot. Take a moment. Take a deep breath and look upon your own doorstep. Take one step back. Get it together, grab yourself, and get it. Now have you got it? Now let's walk with it. Let's walk with it, girl. Come on, because you can take that first step and you can be that mother hen. You can be that captain of that ship that you're supposed to be guiding down this stream called life. Don't tell me what you can't do because I know you can. Let me tell you how to do it, baby girl. You just take a deep breath, look in that mirror, gather from the depths of your soul where can't nobody take it away from you. Your experiences, your wisdom, your knowledge that you gathered when you were treated wrong, abused, misused, and every type of thing from the day you were born to today. Take and gather on it. Don't let nobody take it from you, because I'm going to tell you, can't nobody take what's inside of you. Can't nobody take your dignity. Can't nobody do it. You hear me, girl? This is Mama Honey over here telling you. Yep, got a couple of gray hairs, so how do you think that I got them? I got them from Mother Wisdom. Now, baby girl, it's your turn. It's your turn. Walk in it. Walk in it.
Detroit, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Poetic E, and Mr. Stevie G holding it down this Thursday evening. That was Miss Honey the Expressionist with Walk In It, Girl, Do Your Thing. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We have another sister that I really appreciate her work and love. She is definitely part of our chart toppers because so many people love hearing her track play on the show. And it's all going to make sense, you guys. I promise. But it's all a part about us building our spoken word charts here on the Poetic Energy Network station. But with that being said, I am going to play this. This is Miss Bessie Hughes with I Love Her. This joint is really nice and smooth. And then after that, we'll have somebody else spitting on the mic.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need.
You're my star.
Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me.
To the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smiles warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together, we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize. My opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied.
I'm so
the lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I'll give you
she,
anything.
I mean me. The woman whose affirmation is to love and definitely respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady.
So special.
My queen and my light who stays at my side.
My queen.
Never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon.
You.
And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I
love her with all that is in me.
Goodbye, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That is one beautiful, beautiful put-together piece by Miss Bessie Hughes with I Love Her. Definitely is, a contender on our charts here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I really, really feel that piece, and a lot of people, it's a lot of love that sister gets for that piece, and I definitely love to keep it in rotation. All right. I just want to send a quick shout-out. Thank all the people that's on the switchboard hanging out with us and all the people popping in and out of the chat room. We appreciate your presence here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Black Homeschoolers Face Poetry, Guest 9288, 9482, 9552, 9878, MMP 123, Shanice Marie, and of course, Mr. Stevie G. All right. You know, it's always good to let people know that they're welcome in your house, especially when they take the time out of their busy schedules to fellowship with you. So I thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate all of you. With that being said, I'm going to give the floor to my co-host, CVG.
Well, since love is so in the air tonight, I might as well stay on love, right?
All
the name
right.
of this piece is called Simply Love. Two hearts beating together as one, intertwined and synchronized, the tandem. Their bodies tingling in harmonic ecstasy, each heart and soul investigating. Every inch they lay woven and meshed, at peace without complex. The music is perfect, the lighting just right, as they lay till dark night meets the shine of daylight. A night of love has crept into the next day. Their mood has not changed. And still they lay. Love has taken over their mindset. Continuously they embrace without regret. Sensual moans and groans and the words I love you, the sweetest composition coming from the bedroom. Abundant admiration in love's atmosphere keeps the minds clear and the hearts near. As they doze off to sleep, still entangled with each other, they dream of an encore as true lovers. And another perfect day into night, as flawless as two doves in flight. For them, dreams have become a reality. They have conquered and owned love's mentality. Love, the greatest gift to mankind, and God's love is great at all times. And that's my piece.
CBG, oh, I definitely got to show you some love for that piece.
Thank you for the love, partner.
Oh, CBG, you know what? That piece right there went straight to the heart. Woo! Like a dive in the middle.
Well, you got that piece in your book collection.
Man, beautiful. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We only have 8 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to take this time out and, again, to thank everyone for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station. At our hour of the Thursday night, open mic hype, it's always such a pleasure to have the poets come through and share their voice here on the show. It's always a pleasure to have people tune in and just fellowship with us. Just, you could be anywhere else, but you chose to hang out tonight, and we thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate, again, all of you in the chat room. Thank you so much. Ask that you, we have shows scheduled throughout the week. Check them all out, at various times and various hosts. I have a host of hosts that I've added to my network. We have Miss Tay Queen for Monday nights with her Conversations with the Queen. Tuesday night, Dr. Doris Martin-Sproul with Here's to Your Health. Wednesday night, Miss Strong Island with the Erotic Central Sheets. Of course, Thursday night is myself and Mr. CBG. We have on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, our Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, was hosted by myself. And then Saturday we have Mr. Yehushawit with On the Way. He's into the Hebrew teaching. So, that's a great and popular show We do have some things and more things that will be coming up soon because we are just really trying to take the network to another level. And with that being said, you know, we'll just keep everybody abreast. But please do check out one of our other shows. I'm sure you'll enjoy some of the other hosts and some of the things that we're bringing to the network. Poets, I just want to remind you to keep sending in your tracks to pensproducers@live.com. pensproducers@live.com, and we'll get you in rotation and also include, you know, hopefully to add you to our spoken word Billboard charts. It's for a purpose. We're not aimlessly just doing it, but it's definitely for a greater purpose, and we're just choosing to not unleash everything at this point, but please do continue to send that. We have people from all over sending in tracks, and we're keeping in rotation, but, you know, an hour is not always enough time to play them all. All right, but with that being said, I just want to say, CBD, did you have any parting words before we, you know, check out for the evening?
No, I'm just excited about my move, and be on the road next week. I'll be in Chicago next week at this time. Hopefully I can get a chance to get on the air with you. Hopefully I'm not too bogged down with unpacking things and stuff, but I'm gonna give it my shot. I hope I'll be all right. But I'll call you during the week and let you know. Thanks everybody for coming out.
Yeah, Mr. CBD is making a change, and we can't wait for him to, you know, embark on newer and better and greater things. We're so happy for you, Mr. CBD. All right, my fellow poets and friends that support us, we appreciate you. Please check out tomorrow. I have a very special guest coming on the show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Friday night. Author, you know, Samantha Lewis, she will be on the air with us tomorrow sharing her journey as an author and how she even got it to even write her very first book. She'll be very excited, so please do check that out. I'm doing two shows tomorrow, actually. The live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters have been moved to Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I will be doing that segment. That people are really loving that segment. So we definitely hope you can check us out tomorrow doing that segment and, you know, call in and give us your 2 cents on the topic. All right, with that being said, I want to say good night, all folks, and God bless you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We love your support. And we're just going to take it out with one of our very, very special spoken word artists. If you haven't asked yourself today, ask yourself, who am I? And this is one of our chart toppers and repping the Michigan area. And it's my pleasure to keep this in rotation because so many people love on this brother's track. But this is Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? If you don't know, check it out. You know, let them know you heard it on the Poetic Energy Network station. Good night. Love you guys.
Me.
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations. I am the rivers of life. I am the rainfall of life. The pedigree of life descends from me. I am the all of the universe that it can contain. I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the season of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.